Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. On the 1st of October 2011, the London International Church of Christ is putting on a teaching day on the Book of Hebrews, which I will be presenting. It's going to be at Bloomsbury Central Baptist Church down in central London, and all are invited. And in preparation for that day, to get our brains working, I've put together some Hebrews teasers. We've had one already on chapter 1. This one, chapter 2, and we're going to focus on a different idea. And I want to read for you from verse 5 of chapter 2 and ask you to think a bit about what he's talking about here. Verse 5, "It is not to angels that he has subjected the world to come, but there is a place where someone has testified, 'What is man that you are mindful of him, the son of man that you care for him? You made him a little lower than the angels. You crowned him with glory and honor and put everything under his feet. In putting everything under him, God left nothing that is not subject to him. Yet at present we do not see everything subject to him. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, now crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone." So here's my question about these verses, particularly verse 6, 7, 8, is where he talks there about man, you're mindful of him, you care for him, made a little lower than the angels and so on. Where he's talking there about man, is he talking about Jesus? Or is he talking about humankind as a whole? Psalm 8 is quoted in verse 6. And it's interesting to, or verse, yes, that's right, verse 6. And Psalm 8 was not considered messianic by Jewish interpreters of the Old Testament. When they looked at passages in the Old Testament, there were many that they looked at and said that that's pointing forward to a Messiah, but they didn't think that one was. So does that point towards the fact that perhaps this passage is talking about man, humankind, rather than Jesus? However, we also know that a lot of New Testament interpreters, people who wrote the New Testament, saw allusions to the Messiah in passages of the Old Testament that their Jewish forebears had not seen. So just because the Old Testament interpreters of the Jewish period didn't see messianic associations, it doesn't mean there aren't any. So might it be talking about Jesus here? It's interesting to think about this because the chapters 1 and 2 are very much about contrasts. The contrast between angels and Jesus, we've already looked at in chapter 1, and there's some of that in chapter 2, in fact, in this passage here, and the contrast with Moses, which we'll talk about another time. Guthrie, who's one of the main Old Testament main commentators on the book of Hebrews, he seems to suggest that this whole passage is all about Jesus Christ. But he concedes that it could be all about mankind, with the contrast then made in verse 9. In verse 9, he says, after talking about man, he says, "But we see Jesus." So it's a bit like in verse 5 and verse 6 of the same chapter. It's not to angels that he has subjected the world to come about which we are speaking, but there is a place where someone has testified, what is man? So I'm leaning towards verses 6, 7, and 8 being about humankind, and verse 9 being the contrast. But I'm not absolutely sure. What do you think? Have a read of the whole chapter. Put it in context. Think about what the writer is trying to achieve as he writes chapter 2. Is it more likely that he would use humans as a contrast to Jesus, or that he would simply use these ideas of what Jesus would ultimately would have everything in subjection to him, and Psalm 8 really is about him, as a contrast to his to the angels, and the angels would never have these things subject to them, but Jesus as Son of Man and Jesus as Son of God will have these things subject to him. So what's the contrast? What's the main contrast? Well, I'll leave you with that. It's a Hebrews teaser. I'm not going to give you all the answers. I'm not sure I have all of them, but it may help to get our brains ticking over and thinking about such things before we come together for the Hebrews Teaching Day. 1st of October, Bloomsbury Central Baptist Church, 10 o'clock till 1 o'clock. I really hope you can make it. If you've got questions about anything to do with the book of Hebrews, please feel free to send me those questions or thoughts on this podcast, malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org. You can find out a lot more on the ICC Missions webpage and on nwlcc.org. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.